Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Welcome to the spotlight with Martez right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We are doing the blogtalkradio.com version. We do have two different platforms where we stream and host shows, but tonight we're on blogtalkradio.com/OpenTalk313, and it's a pleasure to be with you tonight. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. I want to say, I want to pause. I want to thank God, Jesus Christ. For giving me a chance to do this show and talk about whatever was on my mind. But tonight we have a special show. We have a special crew coming on to the show. Special interview with the Game Chat Podcast. The host, we have Jack Morgan, Eli London back, Brandon Williamson, Matthew Johnson. They're going to be joining us shortly. I hope I didn't mess up their names. And I feel kind of rusty because I haven't been on the air for like 3 months. So please forgive me, everybody. I want to thank all the loyal listeners that have been listening to us for the last 4 years. We have tons of shows coming up in 2021. We have veteran shows that are coming back. And then we have other podcasts that we're going to be working with. And they're going to be doing their shows on our platform from time to time. So we are very happy about that. And definitely these are shows that are interesting. And shows that I deem entertaining, if you will. But like I said, we got a special show for you today. In the world of radio, every host says that we have a special show. Every host basically says that we have an exciting show. But sometimes that's not the case. But tonight is the case. We have, like I said, we have the guys from the Game Chat Podcast joining us relatively shortly. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that that started off at 6:30 at our start time. So I apologize about that. We're going to jump right into it. I had a chance to reach out to Jack Morgan a few, maybe it was a month back or a month and a half back, because I was looking to do some more networking. I was looking to do some more collaborating with other podcasts and see if they'd be interested in working with us in 2021. And we talked briefly through Messenger, and we're going to be working together going forward in 2021. Hopefully it stays that way, but you never know. But tonight it's all about these guys. This is Welcome to the Spotlight, and we want to put the spotlight on them. And I always say this, nobody has to accept your invitation. Nobody has to accept your invitation. It could be an invitation to a wedding, an invitation to a baseball game. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a graduation. Nobody has to say yes. There's many times where I've been invited places and I didn't accept the invitations. I know there's been many times where you've been invited to places and you didn't accept the invitation. So I'm always honored and blessed when somebody accepts the invitation. But without further ado, before we bring them onto the show, I want to give them a proper intro. And after the intro, we're going to bring on Jack Morgan and the crew on to Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez.
Thank you.
Right, joining us right now are the hosts of the Game Chat podcast. And I know for sure this is Jack Morgan is going to be the first person we're going to be bringing on to the show, and then we're going to bring the others on later. I believe that's how that's working out. but we're going to bring it to you right now, Jack Morgan, host of the Game Chat podcast. How you doing, Jack?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I apologize about the technical difficulties at the top of the 6:30 hour.
No worries, man. It's a pleasure to be on. That was an awesome intro. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no doubt, man. We like to give you a proper intro when you come into the show. Want you to feel good. Want you to feel like you're royalty when you come up to the show and to this platform. I don't know if the other guys are with you, but are they with you, or is it just you right now?
I mean, they're ready to join. You want me to just add them to the call?
Whatever, you can add them to the call. But the first question I'll probably give to you, and then we can just see how it flows after that. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
You want me to ask?
Okay. Well, are they on the other line, or are they gonna? Do you have to call them?
Go ahead. I'll add them whenever. Yeah, I'll add them whenever.
Okay. Cool. All right. Who's gonna be joining you? Because I know you said one person is not gonna be joining.
Brandon is not going to be joining us, but Eli and Matthew will.
Awesome. Okay, so I know the call them by their name when I want to ask them a question. But to get right into it, Jack, there's an origin for everything. You know, there's an origin for everything. And I know you guys have started this podcast, the Game Chat podcast. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly.
How did it all start?
How did you guys come up with this idea to do this podcast? Can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So we started it about a year ago. It's like right after the Super Bowl last year. So kind of weird timing with no sports, you know, happening for a sports podcast that just got started.
Right.
We all go to Boise State University, and we're all roommates right now. But last year it was just me, Eli, and Brandon were roommates, and you know, we just had a lot of interesting sports debates and discussions in our room, and we were like, you know what, let's just do it. And so did a lot of research on, you know, how to start, what are the best platforms, best ways to do it, and we just went for it, you know.
Nice. From listening to it, you guys are definitely a good listen, and you guys, the way you guys present it, like, it's one of those podcasts that it's an easy listen. It's not a hard listen, if you get what I'm saying. You guys,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, because a lot of podcasts, you know, people are eager to get attention and things of that nature, and I understand it. But it seems like you guys are pretty authentic. You're yourself. You're not trying to be something that you're not. That's just for me listening to it.
I appreciate that.
No doubt. You said a brand is not here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My next question is going to be for Eli. Eli, are you there? How you doing?
Here, I might have to get Eli in here a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Should I go to commercial or what? Why are you getting them in here? I'm going to continue to talk. We're talking to Jack Morgan, Eli Lautenbach, as well as Matthew Johnson, the host of the Game Chat podcast. You definitely want to listen to that podcast. It's an up-and-coming podcast. You definitely want to spend some time and listen to these guys. These guys have a lot to talk about when it comes to sports. Want to check back with
you. Can you hear Eli now? Eli, can you hear him?
Yes, I can hear.
Hey, Eli, how you doing? Welcome to Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. You're on this show we like to call Welcome to the Spotlight. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for accepting the invitation to come on this show. I know you could be doing anything else, but you said yes. But thank you. Now, I wanted to know, where did this, like, Game Chat podcast, how did you guys figure out the name of this podcast. Was it something that was easy to come by, or did it take a while to figure out a name? How did that happen?
You got it, Eli?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. No, that was like this. Well, it's funny. We actually, I think, I don't know how long, we started out as the Cousins Cast, I believe. And we were under that name for maybe an episode or two. And there was another podcast that was pretty similar, also called the Cousins Cast. And then, so we decided we needed to look for a new name. And I can't remember exactly who it was. I think it was
My younger brother, Reed.
Yeah, I think it was Reed. So Jack's younger brother, also my cousin. He just suggested Game Chat, because, I mean, we chat about sports and Game Chat. I think Game Chat just kind of had a better ring than, like, Sports Chat or something really generic like that. But, yeah, nice. He said Game Chat, and we really liked it.
Nice. I like it. Now, Matthew, is he on with us right now, or do we need to tap him in? Because I have a question for Matthew.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, Matthew? You all right today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for accepting the invitation to be on this show tonight. We appreciate you. Now,
happy to be here.
Thank you. Could you talk about what are some of the things that you guys talk about on the show? We know it's a sports show, but is there certain things you guys stick to, or are you all around with your sports talk, or is it just one for specific sports?
Kind of depending on the time of year. We jump around a lot, but we mainly talk about the three: basketball, baseball, football, with a little bit of sports talk too. Eli's kind of the main sports guy, so he covers that a lot. But we really kind of like to jump around, and the time of year, every week when the NFL is going on, we talk about each week and kind of our predictions. And when it gets to the off season, that's where it gets more fun for us, because we can start talking about more of the hypotheticals of different head coaches going where and quarterbacks. So that's kind of mainly what we stick to, but we really jump around a lot depending on what's kind of going on. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Oh man, that's gravy, man. That's a great answer, man. Now, Jack, what are you guys, this is going to sound like a cliche question, but what are you looking to accomplish with this podcast? Where are you trying to take this to? Is this just something that you guys are doing for fun, or are you trying to take it to a different level, or you don't even know yet? Could you elaborate on that?
You know, honestly, it's for right now, it's just a lot of fun. And that's why I tell people a lot that ask kind of a similar question to that, is just, we're going to do it until it's not fun for us anymore, you know?
Yeah,
It's not, we're not making a living or anything out of it. We're not, you know, but it's a lot of fun for us. So we're going to keep doing it as long as it's fun.
Awesome. We're talking to the cast. I shouldn't say cast, but the host of the Game Chat podcast right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Now, I'm going to send the next question back to my man Brandon. Brandon, are you still with us?
Brandon's not here right now. Sorry.
Oh, my God. He told Jack told me that like 1,000 times. I'm sorry. Don't do crack. Don't do crack. Eli, that's who I want to talk to. What are some of the things that go into putting together a podcast? Because a lot of times, people that are listening, like myself, I had a chance to listen to your show. I'm just hearing the finished product. But what are some of the things that you guys have to go through, whether it's obstacles or whether it's easy? What are some of the things you guys have to face when putting together a podcast with each other?
Right now, since we're all kind of back at our own homes, I mean, it's really the same sort of issue. I think the main thing is just making sure our schedules line up. During the school year, I mean, we're all full-time college students, and so we've all got, we've got Zoom meetings and classes and homework and all that. And so we usually can't do our podcast until kind of in the evening, and really only some days during the week work. So that's kind of the tough thing, is we all have our own different schedules with school. Besides that, that's really our own obstacle. Starting the podcast, though, I remember when Jack was talking about wanting to start this podcast, and in my head, I'm like, I have no idea how to like upload anything on like Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. Right. And then we just found that there was just a website called Anchor, and you upload it on there, and it uploads everything for you. And so you know, that made what I kind of was anticipating to be the hard part of this process be easy.
Right.
And now really all we have to do is just find the time to talk, and we talk.
Awesome, 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 cool. Y'all giving some good answers, man. Wow, I don't need to talk anymore because you guys give seriously, you get – because sometimes it's hard doing interviews with people because they may just give you one-word answers, but you guys are stretching it out, and I'm not even working hard tonight, so thank you.
I appreciate that.
Now, my man Matthew, are you there with us?
Yeah,
no.
Still here.
All right, good, good, good. I got a question for you, sir. How have you been able to deal with the attention of being a podcaster, reaching a celebrity-like levels? How have you been able to deal with that? I'm being silly, but I'm being serious at the same time. Yeah.
I will say that we really enjoy all the questions we get on our Instagram, and hopefully get a little more attention on our Twitter too. But we love the questions we get, and we always have a mailbag each week. Mm-hmm. And so we take questions that people ask us, and most of them are hypotheticals of what we think will happen in a given sports week. And we really enjoy that. So the more kind of attention and questions we get, and the more we can interact with our listeners, the better. And so I speak for all of us that we really enjoy that when we get a ton of questions from people.
That's terrific, man. That's terrific. Now, Jack, you know, I'm not here to bring you all on here to be controversial or anything, but I'm going to ask you this question. You don't have to answer it, but this is going to be for all you guys. But, Jack, how do you feel about the current state of a sport as we know it? Because for me, you don't have to answer it, but for me, I don't like the way it's going. It's being politicalized. It's being too much political. I can't say the word, but it's too much politics going on in sports today, whether it's social justice stuff. I don't like that, but how do you all feel about that? And I want to start with Jack. And if you don't want to answer that question, I understand, but we're going to start with Jack.
No, you know, I think that's an interesting question. I mean, we watch sports, and we're very, like, especially us and most, you know, people around the country are very entertained by sports and stuff, and we watch it. And so, I mean, yeah, it's sometimes it can get a little much or whatever, but I mean, we watch it and we're entertained by that. And, you know, you have the choice to watch it or not. So that's really what I believe is if you don't want to watch it, that's totally fine. But if we watch it, we should respect whatever the athletes and teams decide to do, you know?
Yep. Gotcha. What about you, Matthew?
Yeah, I totally agree with what Jack had to say. I think as, you know, viewers, we watch it for the purpose of kind of entertainment, and you have to kind of respect, you know, the athletes and what they're doing and how they feel. And so, you know, that's kind of, I totally agree with Jack on that.
Mm-hmm. Eli, are you ready?
I don't really have too much more to add to that. I agree with what my fellow host just said. But yeah, even like when it kind of first started happening, at first I was like, why do they have to do this? And then, I'm like, if I really don't want to, like, if I really don't want to have to listen to what they're saying, or whatever, I don't have to watch, but you know, I love sports.
Yeah.
So I keep watching. And, but yeah, no, I respect anytime a player stands up for something they believe in. And, you know, it's not easy to do, especially some of these top players with the audience they have. You know, it's not easy to just to come out and maybe be bold about something. So I do have respect for that.
Yeah, I agree with you in that area. Yes, it could be tough to come out and do that. I just wish they kind of like keep it kind of not private, but I don't want to be saturated with it all the time. But that's just me. That's the beauty of opinions. We all have our opinions. We all have our beliefs on things. But Eli,
definitely.
I'm gonna stick with you right now. Are there challenges of doing a show with three different people? Even though this is what you guys want to do, but because I know I do several shows with, like, sometimes it's multiple people and sometimes you can't get a word in or whatever. Is it? What are some of the pros or cons with doing a show with four other people? I'm sorry, I hate to put you on the spot. Like that.
No, it's okay. You know, there are sometimes where and this is probably just me personally, because there are some times where I just feel out of my league. Like, I know almost nothing about baseball. And so when we start talking about baseball, I just kind of like, I just don't have anything to add to the conversation, which I'm okay with. And I mean, personally, if I said anything, if I add anything to the conversation, it would probably lower the quality of that conversation. I think it's great having multiple guys, especially, you know, we have some really good conversations where we're all, you know, we're all kind of bouncing off with each other, and we all have different, you know, we all have different, slightly different perspectives on certain things that happen. And, you know, like if a team makes kind of like a controversial trade or whatever, we'll kind of all give our own little opinion on that. And sometimes I think a lot of times our opinions are usually pretty lined up, and sometimes not so much. But one of my favorite parts about having this many people on the podcast is Jack and Matthew are big Seahawks guys, and Brandon's a big 49ers guy. And so it's always really fun watching those guys talk about their teams.
Nice. Man, this is a fun show tonight, talking to these guys. You definitely want to go listen to them. Jack, I don't want to keep you guys too long, because I know you guys probably have a lot of stuff you guys could be doing, but I want to ask a few more questions before you guys head out. Just a little fun question, Jack. Who's your favorite player of all time in any sport, and why?
Dude, that's a tough question.
Man, you know,
I probably have two, and I'm a little biased because like Eli said, we're Seahawks fans, Seattle fans. Russell Wilson has got to be one of my favorite athletes. You know, he brought a Super Bowl to Seattle. He was got to the team right in the prime of like me growing up, so I've just always looked up to him. And another one kind of similar to that is Felix Hernandez, King Felix of the Seattle Mariners.
Wow.
You know, he was on the Mariners. Baseball was my favorite sport growing up. Played baseball for many, many years. And he was really our only bright spot as Mariners fans, as me and Matthew know all too well. you know, he was just – yeah, he was the only bright spot. So yeah, those two are probably my favorite athletes.
Nice. Now, Matthew, is there a sports moment in time that sticks with you, or you think about all the time, that really pricked your heart or did something that gives you a joyful feeling? Is there some kind of sports moment that you can remember?
Yeah, I mean, as Jack mentioned, as Mariners fans, we don't have a lot of bright moments. Me being 21, I didn't really get to experience the 1995 where we really started getting good. But for me, just as a baseball fan, the 2011 World Series, where they had like two different moments where the Cardinals were down to their last pitch and scored on both times. It was just one of those like amazing moments that just makes you really enjoy baseball. So that's really one for me. And then probably for football, just the Seahawks, when they went to the Super Bowl, I want to say it was the second time, where we were playing the Green Bay Packers, and we had a play in overtime where Russell Wilson had like a 50-yard bomb to Jermaine Kearse to win the NFC Championship and go on to the Super Bowl. And for me, that was just another, being like 13 years old and really not experiencing a team going to the Super Bowl, especially two times in a row. That's something that sticks with me, and really – it's kind of – it's why you watch, is for those moments, and that really sticks with me.
Wow, man. You guys are giving some powerful answers today. So Eli, this is going to be a bit of a curveball question. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer it, but we'll see. Is there a team out there that you, like, really hate or a player that you really, like, dislike for whatever reason?
Any sport, right?
Yeah, any sport. Sorry, Eli, my bad.
No, it's okay. I don't. So I'm a big soccer guy. I mean, I like a lot of sports, but soccer's kind of always been my thing, pretty much forever. Growing up in the Northwest, Yeah, so there's a couple MLS teams in the Northwest. I'm personally a big Timbers fan, and Portland Timbers are rivals with the Seattle Sounders. And so I've always kind of just had an automatic hatred for the Seattle Sounders. It's a rival, you know, I don't necessarily, I kind of hate them. I don't know, but there have been some players. There's been certain players that come through that team that are just villains. And one of them is, okay, I hate that he's a villain. I don't know if some people might know this. So Clint Dempsey, he was on the Sounders for a little bit. He was also a U.S. national team player. And so he was actually not that bad. He was pretty good for the national team, but somehow I still hated him. Because he was such a villain. He was really cocky. And I don't know. I think that just – he was really good for the U.S., and still I didn't like him. And so I think that speaks to how hateable he is. But, yeah, Clint Dempsey is one of those guys that I've never really liked, even though I've had to cheer for him sometimes.
Oh, man. Hey, at least you've been honest, man. And I know I asked you guys questions that I didn't debrief you on, so I'm happy that you guys are able to answer these questions so fast. But before we let you go, we want to thank you all, because I know hopefully we're gonna be working together in 2021. Hopefully we can do some shows with you guys on this platform, and anything you may need from us to help you guys grow, I'll be happy to help with my capabilities or with our capabilities, if you will. But before we let you go, what are some things people can expect from you all going into 2021? I'll let you start, Jack, and then Matthew, and then Eli. What are some things they can expect to hear from you all, if you haven't said it already?
Yeah, I thought Matthew said it best earlier. You know, we really like the off season, just like talking about different things that we do, especially with the football teams. You know, like we really like kind of playing general manager and, like, you know, what kind of trades did we make, what draft picks would we make, and we did a really fun draft actually last year where we kind of pretended that the NFL was restarting and we were general managers, you know, drafting a team from scratch. And I think we're going to do that again right after the Super Bowl. So I'm really excited to do that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Anybody else want to add on, or did he sum it up for you guys?
Yeah, I think Jack covered it pretty good. We really like to interact with our viewers, and so we're trying to hopefully within, you know, when the next season starts, get a little, like, hickam going with viewers on ESPN or something like that, and kind of just being able to interact more. I think that's a big goal for all of us, is to, you know, keep growing, like you said, and a lot of that comes with just kind of interacting and, you know, being able to, you know, represent. And so, yeah, that's kind of what all I have.
Amen. Amen. Good. So I want to, I know I've been saying thank you a lot, but I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming on to this show today. One of my favorite episodes. I say that a lot when people come on, but I'll be honest, like, this was fun. I was very relaxed. You know, I feel like we've been talking to each other for a long time, you know, seriously, because you guys are so cool and laid back. I wish you all the best. And seriously, I hope we can work together a lot in 2021 to help you all out and help us out as well. But again, thank you for coming on to the show, and you guys have a good night, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a good night too.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
For sure. I'm going to hit you guys up on the back end through Messenger, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome.
All right, y'all. Hey, those are the boys, the homies, if you will. Jack, Eli, my man Matthew, and Brandon, who's not here, but he's here with us in spirit. I sincerely want to thank them for coming on. I want to thank you all for listening. Shout out to everybody that supports this platform, and please check them out on Instagram. I believe it's you can just search Game Chat Podcast on Instagram. Follow them, like what they're doing. They have a good show. Please tune into them. This is a quick show tonight, getting ready for Monday Night Raw. It's going to be a big show on WWE tonight. It's Legends Night. You're going to have Hulk Hogan back. You're going to have Ric Flair in the house tonight. Shawn Michaels may be in the house tonight. So stay tuned to that tonight. We officially come back off vacation with all 23 shows next week on the 13th. So keep it locked and stay tuned into this platform. We're on blogtalkradio.com/opentalk313, and we're on the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash official website. So there's two ways you can listen to the shows. Have a good day, everybody. God bless you, and I'm out.
I'm on my own against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall.